have value you can be true to. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Have value you can be true to. How many times have we had values that we found it very difficult to be true to? We had these values that were kind of tough. They were kind of way out. There were values that were saying to us that things were really important, and we weren't sure that they were important. We really weren't sure that there was something that we wanted as our value. Well, in life, there are a lot of things like that. In life, there are a lot of things that we think are so important. They have such great value. And when you get right down to it, there's really no value there at all. And then, there are a lot of things that we don't place much value on. And they have the greatest value of all. What are some of the things that have the greatest value of all? What are some of the things that really are important? Well, you're going to sort of laugh at this, and you're going to sort of think that I've gone off the deep end by saying this, but the things that have the greatest value in life might begin with the word smile. A smile has the greatest value of anything in life. Now, why would we say a smile has the greatest value of anything in life? Well, a smile means that you are harmonious with yourself, you are harmonious with the world, you are harmonious with every person in the world, you are harmonious with your ideas about yourself, you're harmonious with your body, you're harmonious with your mind, you're harmonious with every single thing that happens in your world. Now, you see a person walking down the street with a smile on their face, and you say, my, they must be happy. You see a person walking down the street with a smile on their face, and you think to yourself, boy, that guy's sure got it all put together. You see a person walking down the street, and you look into their eyes, and her eyes just sparkle like diamonds. The blue is the most brilliant blue you've ever seen, or brown, or gray, or green, whatever color they may be. The color of the eyes are just a radiating center of sparkling happiness when you smile. And when you smile, there's an inner goodness about you that just sparkles out and makes goosebumps all over your body. You may not recognize it because you're so into your smile. What are the valuable things in life, really? If a person is happy, could you compare anything else to that? If a person is filled with joy, could you compare anything else to that? When a person is successful and they don't have a smile on their face, you can be sure their success did not come by joy. When a person has lots of money and they go around grumpy, you can be sure that their money was not anything to make them happy. Everyone's life is a barometer, really, of what's going on inside of them. What's going on outside of you is your barometer that shows the temperature of of you. It shows the water pressure, the air pressure, the pressures that are on you. Yes. And as it does this, it says, oh, such things. Oh, such interesting things. My goodness. Yes, have value you can be true to. And when you start out with a smile, it's difficult to do something bad. When you start out with a smile, it's difficult to do something incorrect. When you start out with a smile, it's difficult to be wrong. It's difficult to have a value that you don't have, that you're not true to, that you don't believe in. Think about it. If you could go through life smiling, smiling, smiling. Oh, you say idiots smile too. Well, that's just fine. Idiots are not concerned about anything. They have no problems. Well, I don't want to be an idiot and have no problems. No, but you can smile and have no problems. The idiot doesn't have any problems because he smiles. He smiles because he smiles. An idiot does not have values that you have, and perhaps the idiot does. Would the idiot ever want to hurt anything? Think about it. The naturalness of a being, even when they're mentally a little unstable, mentally a little unbalanced, or a little insecure, what word could you say for it? When they haven't, they're not handling life the way the rest of the people seem to be handling it. Stop and think now, how often have you been an idiot? How often have I been an idiot? And every time I smile at something that makes me happy, I'm an idiot, because I have no idea why I'm smiling. I'm just smiling because I feel good. Hey, that's a good point, isn't it? To smile to feel good. What happens when everything goes right, when I follow what I know is true for me? What is it when I have values that I stand up for? I stand up for a value and somebody's putting me down. Somebody's telling me, you can't do that, you shouldn't do that, you're stupid. Like this value here, this one is a real killer. It gets everybody, and it'll get you. I assure you, it'll get you. I know the type of society you've been brought up in. I know the type of society I've been brought up in. I know the type of world you've been brought up in. I know the kind of world I've been brought up in. And my goodness, this will give you a tickle. Here you are. You're walking down a country road. And as you're walking along, you see a box. And it's just a little box. And it seems like it's a raggle-taggle, beat-up box. And you kick it. Just because you're walking along. Not because you want to hurt the box, but you want to play. So kick the can, play, kick the box. So you kick this little box. No, it's maybe about 4 or 5 inches around. And as you kick it, it falls apart. And out comes lots of money. And you think to yourself, oh my goodness sakes, look at all that money. And so, with great abandon and great joy, you start collecting that money, and you pick it up, and you put it in your pockets, and you pick it up, and you pick it up, and you pick it up, and you finally get almost every little bit of it. Something flew away further, but you got most of it. You got all that you could get, that you think you could get. And then you take it out of your pocket, and you count it. And you count the money, and you say, wow, look at this, $500, isn't that wonderful? Now, to people who've got lots of money, that $500 may not seem like a lot, but $500, that's a pretty nice little box to kick around. So you take that money and put it in your pocket, and then you walk on. Now, you had a smile on your face as you were kicking the box, and you had a smile on your face as you're walking along. You're just in bliss, in a feeling of very much peace and wonderment. And then you reach in your pocket again, and you feel that money. And you think to yourself, I wonder who lost it. I wonder what it's doing out here. And then you think to yourself, it really doesn't belong to me. It's not my money. And you think to yourself, I should put it back where I found it. It's not my place to take anything that doesn't belong to me. And you think to yourself, well, that's kind of silly. If I put it back where I found it, somebody else might come along and kick it, and somebody else might take it. You think to yourself, am I my brother's keeper? No. You think to yourself, my goodness. And the more you think to yourself, the more you have your value to be true to, the more you think to yourself, that's not my money. I don't know whose money it is, and it's none of my business whose money it is. It was there, and it was not mine. I do not ever take anything that doesn't belong to me. I don't ever take anything that doesn't belong to me. And even if it's found things, because who knows? Who knows? Someone may have put it there purposefully and then walked off and forgot it and later come back and want to get it and it's not there. Well, finders weepers, losers creepers. Ah! Yeah. Do we say that? Are we going to judge how the world turns? Why people do certain things? Are we going to judge how somebody may have lost that? And then they're going to retrace their tracks and hope to find that box that they lost. The possibilities are legion. They're magnificent. They're wonderful. There's so many possibilities that could be taking place. That person or that, however that lost that money is going to look for it and want to find it, and it won't be there. Now, can I ever put it back? Yes, I can. I can walk right back to the place where that box is, probably still there, put the money inside, and set the box down, and walk away. My goodness sakes, have values you can be true to. Well, I can't go along with that. That money, it's mine, I found it. It's mine. It's filling a need in my heart right now. I just wished for $500 and there it came. It was there right out of nowhere. No. It was out of somewhere. The only factor that is important to you and me in our life is, does it belong to us? Does it belong to us? Well, what if I take it, turn it over to the police department? Well, is that your place to do that? Maybe the person's going to come back and look for it and not find it and never think of going to the police department. Never think the police would be involved in that, and somebody would turn money over to the police department. You know, who would think that? Well, an honest person might think that. But a person who themselves would find it and be happy and keep it wouldn't think of going to the police department. They don't want to find whoever lost it. They're not looking at that. The person who's looking for somebody who lost something is a rare person indeed. Oh, we hear stories about it occasionally, but very occasionally. Maybe out of a million stories, one story tells about someone who turned in something that wasn't theirs. Have values in your life that you can be true to. And if the value in your life is honesty, then be true to that honesty. If the value in your life is goodness, then be true to that goodness. If the value in your life is trust, then be trustful. Do you know? Do you know what the value in your life is? Do you know where you stand? Can you, at this moment, say categorically, if I found money, I would not take it. If I found a diamond ring, I would not pick it up. If I found a penny, I would not pick it up. If I found a key, I would not pick it up. If I found anything, I would not take it. Because the word found doesn't belong in my vocabulary in that respect. The word found doesn't belong there in any way, because finders keepers, losers weepers, that's not the way this the program goes. That's the way we teach ourselves. But what we say is, we are not, just for instance, do you walk by a garden of glorious flowers and do you want to go and pick them? Or do you look at the flowers and soak up their beauty in your heart, your mind, your soul, and in your nostrils and really delight in them and then walk your way with that memory in your heart? Oh, you've got them in your heart, all right, but you haven't taken them. Can you look at a beautiful waterfall? A beautiful waterfall like Niagara Falls or Victoria Falls or some lesser fall. And can you look at it and say, wow! And then can you sit there for one solid day and soak up all the variances of colors and lights and performance that the waterfall puts on for whoever will look? And then you have this in your soul, in your heart, in your being, but you're not taking the waterfall. Oh, I'd like to have that waterfall in my backyard. No, you wouldn't. That's a lie. If you wanted that waterfall in your backyard, you'd move to where that waterfall would be in your backyard. And you're not about to move to Niagara Falls or Victoria Falls or wherever the waterfall may be. You see, when we learn to truly have values that we can live with, that we can be true to, then our life is so much more meaningful. And our life is meaningful only when we have values we can be true to. I like being true to the values that I love everything unconditionally, always. I love everyone unconditionally. Unconditional love is the only kind of love. And with unconditional love, I don't have a lot of excess baggage. I don't have a lot of things hanging on to me that are making problems for me and are making me worry. I just release them. And, well, sometimes I get new ones and sometimes I have none. But I'm always happy. I'm always content. I'm always living in the values that I can be true to. And my values are the values of smiles, the values of love, the values of beauty, the values of harmony, the values of peace, the values of liking myself just the way I am, and liking my world just the way I created it. Yes, I have values that I can be true to. And I never have to remind myself that whatever is not mine, I do not claim it, nor do I take it. Whatever is mine, I take it and enjoy it and throw with it. And as quickly as possible, I turn around and give it away so that it can continue living in someone else's heart until they turn around and give it away. Have value you can be true to. I'm always looking for values I can be true to. And when I find them, life is such a beautiful thing. Have a lovely day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.